Yeah, yeah, yeah. Get Well Wednesday, brought to you by Crest Pro Health HD. Crest Pro Health HD is a breakthrough two-step system that isolates key ingredients for outstanding oral care results. Upgrade from ordinary toothpaste to new Crest Pro Health HD. Our doctor today is Dr. Mark Mitchell. He's the principal of Mitchell Environmental Health Associates, a consulting firm on environmental health and environmental justice issues. Dr. Mark Mitchell, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
All right. We're here to talk about the toxic water, like in Flint and other parts of the country. Good morning, doctor.
Yes.
All right. The problem in Flint, the problem is not just Flint. The problem we know is in Jackson, Mississippi. It's in Newark and other places. It's practically everywhere because these pipes are old, huh?
Yes. In a lot of cities, the pipes are very old and are made out of lead. And so that's where we have the main problem.
Now, lead testing kits, are they readily available?
Yeah, many districts will test the water, but in some places they've been found that they haven't been testing correctly. So there are lead testing kits that are available. There's a group called Healthy Babies Bright Futures that works with the Virginia Tech University to offer test kits to anyone who would like. Now, Virginia Tech is the laboratory that that identified the water in Flint.
Yeah.
Dr. Mark Edwards. And they also worked in Washington, D.C. when they had their lead poisoning, when their lead in water issue about 10 years ago.
What are the signs and or symptoms of high lead levels in water?
Well, it's hard to tell whether there's high lead levels in water at all. You know, what they saw in Flint, which was an extreme case, was that the results of the corrosion of the pipes were discoloration and bad taste to the water and even odor. But you can't really tell unless you get the water tested.
And how do we do that? Because now a lot of school systems around the country are showing that they have old pipes in their schools. So how do we as parents and other concerned citizens get people to start the testing?
Yes. So you can go online to Healthy Babies Bright Futures, hbbf.org, and order the test kits. The test kits cost $65. But they are being offered on a basis of ability to pay. So if you can't afford the $65, you know, they encourage people to pay more than $65 so that they can cover the cost of other people who can't afford the $65.
Mm. Mm.
But if you can't pay the $65, then, you know, if people get if you pay $25, then they can continue the program forever. But they request that at least $12 for the test kits. And the test kits are to allow testing of water for three times. And they tell you how to test the water correctly. Like I said, so many places don't test the water correctly. And then after that, you can send the bottled water through the mail, and they will give you an individualized instructions about what you should do in your situation, depending on the results.
Wow. Is there a bright side to this?
Yes. Yeah. The issue is that once you find out, you know, that there are things that can be done, depending on the level of the water, you know, whether you know, you may need bottled water, but most of the time people don't. They just need to filter their water or do other things. But again, it just depends. So, you know, babies and children are the ones who are most at risk, African Americans, and those with malnutrition, such as low calcium and low iron.
All right. The doctor will be around for another hour to answer your questions. Thank you, Dr. Mark Mitchell.
Thank you.
Get Well Wednesday.